Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I hope everyone had a nice 420 yesterday. Mm-hmm. I know our pal Scott Budman is going to tell us all about his in just a second. Right now it's time for...
Oh, yeah, it is.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails, win swag.
All right.
All right.
All right, so here's what's happening. We'll begin real quick. I've got overcast skies, but you should expect a nice day. It shouldn't be too bad. I got reports, though, from around the Bay Area saying they had rain yesterday. So The storm that moved through at my house didn't drop rain, but it was windy, cold, and looked like it was threatening.
Man, it's
And we do have rain on the way for the weekend, but as far as like Napa had rain.
Huh?
Like extreme North Bay. So anyway... weather's going to be a mixed bag for the next, I'd say week, because we've got rain on the way and you'll see sun breaks, but that's that. All right. Now we check in with our guy, Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He is also the number one reporter on the scene for the Alice News Network. Good morning, Scott.
Oh, we're not hearing him, Bryn.
Yeah, oh, you hear Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
You hear me all right?
Yeah, now we
hear you. Yeah. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys? I hope your 420 was good, too.
Oh. Very highly uneventful, considering I'm a grown-up and I don't have any weed on me. I was just waiting to hear the news about Apple.
So you didn't pull out a bong and, take rips with the missus? No?
No. Right. I guess I'm old, too.
He's a bud mayor.
There you go.
Anyway, so you're on this morning because, and certainly if you have anything you want to share with us, we're happy to listen. But right now, we know that Apple got in the way of Doobie Weed's big day by saying, we're going to announce our products today. And so there was a bunch of stuff announced. And right as I was saying to myself, there's nothing new under the sun. These guys are just going to, a couple updates. They're going to be super expensive, and I probably don't need them.
Right.
Then they come out with this thing that I went, oh, I got to have that. I got to have a couple of those. So what did you see when they did their big presentation yesterday?
I'm guessing you're talking about those AirTags, right?
You
to find your stuff.
AirTags. Yeah. Of course they're AirTags.
It's funny that that would be the big hit of the day, and I think it's the simplest thing. AirTag is already around, and there's a company called Tile that finds your stuff. You can find my iPhone if you have another device, but the Tile is something you would put on, and to me, it's something that you would put on something non-techy, like maybe you could put it in the pocket of a nice coat or a nice piece of luggage or a car or whatever. And it's basically to find my whatever
are
missing.
Right.
And they're small. They're $29 each, four for $99. And I worry a little bit about some of the privacy here if you want to try to find somebody else's thing. But Apple insists it's one-to-one encrypted. It will be private to only your network. Mm. That's something I want to try when these things come out. But you're right. I think they're going to be really popular because what do we do with all our stuff? We lose it. Right. And this would be a way to,
no,
to keep
I mean,
track
of it. I would put that on a keychain, and you certainly, if there's a way to wedge it into your wallet, I probably can't do that, but the keychain alone is enough reason for it. Putting it on luggage is a great idea.
Yeah,
if you're
that's
be
a
traveling.
Great idea.
I do think that some people, I read a couple articles where people said, this is the type of thing that could allow, an angry boyfriend to track an ex-girlfriend or something.
Mm-hmm. So it is a tracking device.
I do see that to be a problem, but Tile has been in the out in the market forever, and even though I just canceled my Tiles because I'm getting one of these, I think if someone wanted to do that, those products have been out there this whole time, right?
Right, and they haven't been found to do that. But it's a totally legitimate concern, and Apple did address that a bit by saying if it's not connected to you and it's found to be tracking something, it can shut itself off. So they're really trying to make this a personal thing. But again, we got to get out there and test it.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, all right.
How accurate? You know, I use Find My Friends and Find My, and they're very vague. It's like it's sort of around here. You know, and you know what I mean? Like, how precise is this going to be? And will it make a sound if I'm looking for something in the house? Yeah, I get it. I know it's in the house. I just can't find it.
they say it's pretty accurate because it's the GPS, which I find eerily accurate when it comes to Find My iPhone and stuff. I'm amazed at what these things can track and how specifically they can track them. They're not out yet. We haven't been able to test it, so we don't know if it's going to make a little beeping noise or your thing itself can't make a noise. So maybe this thing can beep or it'll give off a signal.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see how tightly these things can find themselves. Even with the Tile devices, I was always impressed with how close you can get to something.
Well, I do think that if you know it's in the house, while I get what you're saying, Sarah, but if there's a possibility it's not in the house, that'll let you know.
That's like, very that's, important too.
That's good yeah. news to know. You're at least you're warm. You know, as the
right.
game goes,
right.
cold, warm, hot. You're warm. Mm-hmm. You're in the area. That's good to know. I look. I don't know how many times I have with my watch hit the Find My Phone buzzer. And then everyone in the house is listening for Dad's. Oh, it's on down here, Dad. Like that is regular occurrence at our house. You know?
Absolutely.
And so there's. I think there's an upside to it, and I'm going to use it. I see the worry, and I hope that I would like
there
to think they're addressing that.
Very good.
And have you? So I did not see these. Are they the size of the Tile? Are they a tiny little chip? What are they? Are they bulky? What do they look like?
They're very small. They look about the size of a quarter, and you can have it on its own and put it somewhere. Or as Vinny mentioned, you can get it in sort of a keychain. There, you know, you can even back it on a leather keychain if you want. However you want to do it. That, by the way, costs extra. Bryn just put up a little picture, so you see it's about a quarter size. And you can buy them that way or pay a little extra to have it connected to something you can then attach, like a keychain or a fob. That kind
I
of
see.
Thing.
I freaking
okay.
love it. I'm
I
all
know.
Over it.
It's so future looking. Just a little disc.
I'm all about it.
I'm going to drop one in all my kids' cars.
So that's the
them.
New thing that none of us have seen from Apple before. It's called the AirTag, right?
Right.
Okay, so what else did they introduce? Because I know there are always people in the market, maybe they've been waiting to replace their iPad or whatever thing that, you know, is getting introduced. So what else did they drop on us yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday was all about software and really an admission that everybody's been buying, hardware, and that everybody's been buying devices because we're all working and doing school and stuff at home. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting, they rolled out a new iMac. And remember, when this was the big thing that helped the company come back years ago, it came in colors. Remember, they have the Rolling Stone ad.
Yeah.
They do it again now with the more modern, you know, all-in-one iMac and 7 colors. Everybody is thinking we're going to get back to desktops because we're still all at home. And they specifically went out of their way to say the audio on this is really good for your Zoom calls and things like that.
Oh.
So, yeah. So it's really kind of a nod to what we've been doing for the last 13 months. They started $12.99. And again, all the different colors you could possibly want. They have orange and blue and purple.
And you say that's all... Because all I saw was the screen. You're saying that there is, it's just, it's a computer all in one? Is that what you're saying?
With a keyboard, yeah, but the entire computer is that screen that you see, and it's remarkably thin. That's one of the design wins that Apple has had recently, is to make them that thin, and that's the entire desktop. You have then your portable keyboard you can go around with, and that's your iMac. And that's how it's been for a little bit.
Sure, if you feel like walking around with your keyboard. You know, right, the iMac, actually, in that sort of setup, I'm using one right now, and now I'm like, well, mine is just a, you know, plain old silver and black. Like, I might need to get a purple one or something. Like, they're not, that in and of itself isn't new, but the color, I love that they're bringing the colors back. I think that's really cool.
So
yeah, it's
ask
a way
you-
to say, hey, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's a way for them to say, hey, we know you're at home. We know you're trying to make things look nice.
Right.
And here's a way to bring a little purple or orange or red or whatever it is into your living room, study, you know, kids' room, whatever it is.
Right.
So I'm looking at the picture right now. And for those of you who aren't, if this is all in one, it's remarkable because the stand is as thin as you could possibly. I mean, it's what is that, a quarter inch?
Yeah, it's
maybe
a tiny,
half an inch,
just a
most.
Tiny little stand, and it's really just a flat screen monitor, and the whole computer's inside it.
It almost looks like they've just sort of used iPad technology and made a bigger iPad.
Right.
But anyway, that is really interesting. I would consider getting something like that. What? How does it compare to a laptop in terms of power? Did they say anything like that?
Yeah, they have the most powerful chip in there for Apple, so it's the most powerful thing right now. But they're talking about they're going to put that chip in the new iPad Pro. You know it's on the way to the laptops as well. So it's also an admission that we're streaming all of our entertainment on these devices as well. So they want the powerful chip. And also gamers love this. I mean, you can't underestimate how popular video gaming is on these machines. And yeah, so it's you know, they call it the M1 chip. It's their super fast, you know, thing that they make. And they have a 13-inch screen, 24-inch screen, and you're right, Vinny, it's really thin. I was just looking at it yesterday, like, that is a super, super thin all-in-one computer, and it looks very much like a laptop. It just doesn't take up much room.
I have a question. I can't help but notice that there are the ports behind it. There are a limited amount of ports here, and I'm wondering if they're going to be more dongles that you have to buy. Did they talk about that at all?
They talked about it a little bit only in terms of like the keyboard being able to plug into things, but there's not many. I mean, the thing about the iMac is it's famously cord free. And that was sort of the Steve Jobs legacy, is, you know, cleanliness and complete, you know, cord free computing. And so it's all based on streaming and the internet. And so they don't want you to plug much in. Again, this is the first version. The last time a first version came out, Bryn, people complained about that very thing, and they adjusted a little bit, but only a little bit. They really want you to just sort of take everything off the Wi-Fi.
We're talking to Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. He's letting us know the latest Apple announcements, and so we've got the Air
tags
things. Oh, Air tags. Yeah. Thank you.
The Air things. We'll go with that. The Air things.
And then. I promise I was listening to you, Scott. I swear.
This is a lot. I understand.
I was listening.
You were talking about the Air things early this morning. I mean,
yeah,
you were fully
I'm interested. Okay, so we've got the all-new iMac, and then what else did they introduce yesterday?
Sort of just the rest was hardware updates. So it's the new iPad Pro, which is like 13 inches this time. It's got a faster chip. And again, the same sort of thing. They want you to stream your entertainment. They want you to be able to use it like a laptop. Conspicuously absent yesterday, anything about laptops. I think that's going to come later. Also, the new software for the iPhone that is, you know, kind of controversial, but in my opinion, kind of helpful. It will ask you each time you want to go on an app if that app can track you. And this is what Facebook is so angry about, because that's how Facebook makes its money. But this is a privacy thing that Apple, interestingly, as it comes up with these AirTags to track anything, they are saying, okay, we're going to make it harder for an app to track you unless you say it's okay.
Right.
So that's coming down the pipe, too.
Thank you for pointing out the hypocrisy. I didn't see it. Good point.
We're going to track you, but you can trust us.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
I did not see that. My eyes are clear now. Hey, Scott Budman, thank you so much, man. We always love having you on.
Hope sure
you
do.
Have a great nice. Week.
Thank you, guys.
And I hope everyone's healthy and safe at your house, and we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks,
right.
Thanks, Scott.
Take care. Scott Budman, everyone. I love that guy.
I know. Well, it's hard not to love him. He brings
what do you
all
think of those
news.
Air things?
I'm
pretty
down.
Cool.
I'm fully in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already picturing, like, what am I going to need? Duct tape to put that on my TV remote? I mean, there are so many things that I want those for.
That'll look great.
Yeah, I know. Streamlined. Woo. Be good. They ought to have a sticker on the back.
Well, you know, I'm actually looking at that, the iMac, thinking I would probably love that.
Yeah. Well, look, for you, I mean, are you on a laptop right now?
I'm on a laptop right now, but this thing sits here.
That's what I'm saying. We got an iMac, and it's not as sleek as that. Like, the base is a little bit wider, but it's all in one, and it sits here, and it doesn't, there's no wonky cords everywhere. There's no, like, under-the-desk CPU.
That's what you're using.
Yeah, and they're cheap compared to the laptops, and they do every single thing that the laptop does. And
nice.
You just, and then you can sit back and you've got your keyboard, you've got your mouse, and it's a full on, I really like it. And it's big. I mean, the screen's about this big.
Well, there's Apple's a big announcement. They did definitely bite into Doobie Weed's day, but
it was all good.
I think
Doobie Weed lovers,
marijuana enthusiasts enjoyed themselves. And, you know, those of us who need to spend money, we got what we needed as well.
Right. We have money left over from buying weed to buy some Mac stuff, too.
I'm very low on time, but I do think it's important that I mention again, the jury found yesterday around, I don't know, right after lunch, the jury found Derek Chauvin guilty on all counts in the murder of George Floyd. Sentencing is about 8 weeks away, so we don't know how that's going to go yet. That'll be another tense moment, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like we have a couple months reprieve before we find out what he's going to get. Was there anything? Oh, and again, let me mention real quick that I teased you with Marin is coming out of the orange tier and into the yellow tier, everyone. And I said, oh, and another Bay Area county is going to do that as well. And then I never said it's Santa Cruz County is also on its way out of the orange tier.
That's good. Ben, it's clearly the world has catered to our needs.
Well, the good news is that around here, and even for the people who are looking for something to do, you know, the beach boardwalk can open up and
right.
take a few more people in. And frankly, yeah. I know what it feels like to be bored AF. It's not cool.
No.
It's not
super
fun.
Super boring. And kids,
even when you get
bored
a minute.
Kids, no matter how bored I am, if my kids are bored, now I'm aggravated too.
Yeah. And you get a minute and you go, oh, what can we do? Oh, yeah. There's nothing.
Let's go on the beach boardwalk.
So that's good news. That's something we can all sort of get pumped about.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. AirTag to find your dog.
Oh, there you go.
Oh,
that's
for those,
actually a great idea.
Those little escape artists.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you tell those little escape artists, listen, this is where you get your food. I don't know what you think is out there for you,
right.
but food
well,
isn't.
New smells. I like to smell things. I
you
oh,
think
run
that?
Around and I stick my nose and stuff, and then I run and I get so happy and my tail's wagging and I'm sniffing.
Trying to tell you you're going to get hit by a car and you're not going to find food out there. That's for darn sure. So why don't
oh,
you
but
stay
there's something
here?
Dead laying in the street. I got to get out in the middle of it and smell that
God.
Thing up.
There's another puppy's butt.
Yeah. There's a puppy's butt over there. I got to smell that.
Anyway, let's see here. Hey, guys, longtime listener here. Many thanks with so many others to you for keeping us smiling during such challenging times.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, our thanks right back to you for mm-hmm. keeping us in business while this pandemic's
you know what's
been going on.
My friend is in the baby business, and she was saying, and I actually thought we weren't seeing a spike in babies, but she's like, oh, there's so much more baby action right now.
Really?
Which kind of times mm-hmm. out when you think about the, you know, the course
sure.
of the year. And my
I thought we took a downturn, Ben.
Well, all my friends are having kids.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
And I was thinking, I bet
I
you it's the baby business and the divorce lawyer business are probably also booming, right?
Yeah. Some businesses bad. For sure profited from the pandemic. There's no
mm-hmm.
question.
All right, I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
An Earth Day musical. And it's better than it sounds, because I know you don't love musicals.
I don't.
Snoop Dogg's 420 surprise album.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.